Oh, that must be my roommate. Took them long enough. I really hope they paired me with someone good. Please make it not a pervert. Oh, that's you. No, I just wasn't expecting you to show up. I don't mean that in a bad way, by the way. Actually, I'm kind of glad it's you. I'd rather room with you than some weirdo. So, looks like you and I are stuck together, huh? Stuck with someone like me? What's that supposed to mean? Just because I don't wear pastels and pearls doesn't mean I'm not fun to hang out with. Come inside already. I actually made plans for us. Relax. I'm not gonna bite. At least, not unless you ask nicely. That's the spirit. I have a feeling we're gonna have a lot of fun together. First things first, do you believe in tarot? You see, tarot is a great way to get to know someone. It tells me everything I need to know about you. Your past, your present, your deepest, darkest secrets. Just kidding. Maybe. Here, sit down. I'll do a reading for you. Consider it a roommate initiation. Oh, interesting. The Fool. No, don't take it the wrong way. It doesn't mean you're stupid. Well, unless you do something to prove me wrong. It actually means a new journey. New experiences. Kind of fitting, don't you think? Oh, the Lovers. Now that's interesting. You remember last semester, right? We sat next to each other in that boring history class. You were always so focused, taking notes like a little scholar. And now here we are, stuck together. Fate works in funny ways, huh? Or maybe you planned this. Been harboring a secret crush on me this whole time? Relax, I'm just messing with you. Unless, you know, it's kind of funny. Last semester, I used to catch you glancing at me. Thought I wouldn't notice. I always noticed, but you never said anything. Just kept stealing looks and pretending you weren't staring. Are you secretly intrigued? Maybe a little intimidated? Or did you think I was just another freak? You're so easy to fluster. That's adorable. So tell me, what was stopping you from talking to me? Oh? You're really gonna play innocent? Come on, don't be shy now. We're roommates. I might as well be honest with each other. Unless you still don't know what to say to me. That's okay. I don't mind making you a little nervous. Oh? Wait. Did you just admit it? So you were interested in me. Here I thought I was just imagining things. Guess I wasn't the only one stealing glances. You know, you could have said something back then. But I get it. You probably thought I'd bite your head off or curse you or something. Which, to be fair, I might have. But only if you're boring. But now that I know that you weren't just ignoring me all that time, I have to wonder, what exactly were you thinking every time you looked at me? So, you liked me, but you thought I was out of your league? You really are adorable. And completely oblivious. Out of your league? Not even close. You seriously need to look in the mirror sometime. I could tease you about this all night, but I won't. Not yet, anyway. Honestly, I was curious about you too. You weren't like the others in that class. People either avoided me or treated me like some spooky sideshow. But you actually listened. Even when I went off on tangents about horror movies or ghost stories, you didn't look at me like I was weird. Which, by the way, I totally am. But you didn't seem to mind. So, what happens now? You're looking at me like that again. The way you used to in class. Like you're thinking about something, but not sure if you should say it. Are you finally gonna say it? Or are you gonna keep me waiting? Or maybe I should just make the decision for you. Well, that settles that. Took you long enough. You know, who thought it was a good idea to room us together? Yeah, they definitely screwed up. I mean, think about it. Us, alone, sharing a room every night? No supervision? Terrible decision. Because now, I can do this whenever I want. And the best part? There's nothing they can do about it. Yeah. This is definitely trouble. But you're not gonna complain, are you? Didn't think so. It's getting late. Wouldn't you maybe want to move our beds together? That way we can have one enormous bed, and we can cuddle. Your face is so red. Does the thought of us cuddling make you flustered? Or are you thinking of other things? Either way, help me out. These beds aren't gonna move themselves. We'll worry about decorating tomorrow. I just wanna focus on you tonight.